1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Time now for the Border News Roundup. Friday mornings at this time, we get a chance to check in with Marshall Helmberger. Marshall's the editor and the publisher of The Timberjades, a newspaper serving northeastern Minnesota. Morning, Marshall. Thanks for being here.
Happy to be here, Heidi.
Well, we are living in a world where there are vaccines, things are looking up, but yet the threat of COVID-19 and this virus is still out there. Tell us what's happening in Ely.
Yeah, well, I hope what's happening in Ely will serve as a wake-up call to folks that, while everybody, I think, has been feeling like we're on the right path here right now with the pandemic, there are still going to be some, issues, let's say. In Ely this week, both the elementary school and the high school have had to shift back to distance learning after they had just finally gotten back to full-time in-person learning because of the latest outbreak of COVID up here. We've had just last week on Friday, the school district confirmed that they had 27 positive cases in the school. They had 23 of those in the high school, and that's getting close to almost 10% of the student body in the high school is tested positive with COVID. So I mean, that's a significant issue. And it's, obviously it's had major implications with the shift to distance learning. They also, the teams had to cancel their playoffs. The Ely boys team, the basketball team, was looking strong, and they were looking forward to a playoff run, and that had to be canceled. So things like that are, there's definitely implications of this. We've had some businesses in Ely, restaurants in particular, that had finally opened up. We're doing some inside dining, and now they've had to go back to just serving takeout only. So this is really, hitting businesses that we're starting to, think that maybe we had rounded the corner here. So this is very frustrating. And the worst part of it is, it looks like, or at least the suspicion is, that a lot of this latest outbreak is from that B117 variant, or the UK variant, which is known to be more contagious. Clearly there's an issue here. And the other thing is, the latest numbers we got for St. Louis County is that the 7-week case rate was now up to like 39. And anything above 25 is considered to be uncontrolled community spread. So, we've got a wildfire going here. In terms of COVID, and it's going to be interesting to see whether or not we can get this one back under control.
Yeah, and I want to remind people, as always, I always feel like I'm shaking my finger, but if you have the chance to get vaccinated, but that doesn't mean you can just pop back into everything and do everything like you used to. We still got some work to do out there.
Absolutely, yeah. And, I think people got complacent here, because I think everybody did think, we're near the end of this thing, and we're not. And, it's amazing that just, a handful of people can be irresponsible and really have major implications for their community. And we have to start thinking about this, is we need to protect our communities.
Right.
And so people need to, when they see behavior that is unsafe, people not wearing masks in a, inside situation with other people around, you should say something. If you hear about somebody going to be holding a party, hey, call it out. There may be a little public shaming of some of these folks who are holding these parties that are, spreader events. We should be, holding them accountable a little bit.
Yeah. We'll be talking more about this later today at 11:30. We've got Minnesota Department of Health, Chris Ayersman, joining us, and she's answering questions that came in during the week. Marshall, let's move on to Twin Metals Project. There's been some scrutiny on the mineral rights. Senator Tina Smith wrote a letter this week to part of the new administration. Can you tell us what's happening there?
Yes, this was a letter sent, the March 26th letter to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack and Interior Secretary Deb Haaland. And Senator Smith is asking these top administration officials to resume a two-year study on the proposed mineral withdrawal that we had talked about kind of towards the end of the Obama administration. They had initiated a withdrawal process that would have affected 234,000 acres of the Superior National Forest located within the Rainy River watershed. And at the time, the this withdrawal would have been for 20 years. And as part of that, it includes a two-year study, like an environmental assessment. And this study was supposed to look at both the economic impacts of a withdrawal as well as the environmental impacts. And that study was nearly completed, but then the Trump administration had canceled that study and had just withdrawn the idea of doing a mineral withdrawal. And what that means, a mineral withdrawal, would be that the federal government would not issue any additional mineral leases in the affected area, you know, for that 20-year period. Now, that withdrawal would not have affected any existing leases. And so this latest withdrawal proposal would not necessarily impact the two mineral leases that were issued by the Trump administration to Twin Metals a couple of years ago. But those leases are under a new review right now by the Biden administration. Both the reinstatement of those leases as well as the renewal of those leases are under scrutiny. There's questions about the way that the Trump administration had gone about reinstating those leases. And so that's now going to be reviewed by the Biden administration. And for now, two lawsuits that had challenged the Trump administration's action are on hold while the Biden administration does that review. So my guess is we're going to be seeing probably some bigger news on this, coming down the pike here in a few months once the administration has decided how to proceed. Either the administration would determine that the reinstatement and renewal was acceptable, in which case they would probably those lawsuits would probably then move ahead again, or they'll determine that the Trump administration action was unlawful, and in which case they would probably rescind the Trump administration's action. So right now, this I have to say these leases have become something of a political football, that's for sure.
Okay. Well, we've got a couple of good stories, and they have to do with the natural world. That's where we seem to find some solace, I think, during this pandemic. Latest walleye numbers on Lake Vermilion. It's looking good, huh?
It's looking fantastic. This was a story that I love doing stories like this because, you know, this is good for the area. Every fall, the DNR does a test netting on Lake Vermilion. It's a big fishery, and they're always trying to keep a handle on the status of the fishery. And this last fall, the numbers were amazing. They averaged 20.4 walleye per net, and that's very high for really any lake in Minnesota. And it's the highest on Vermilion in 37 years. And Vermilion normally has one of the highest walleye catch rates of any major lake in the state. So, I mean, you know, we're used to having plentiful walleye on Vermilion, but this is really an outstanding take. And it really seems to stem from a number of strong year classes. We've had three out of the last four year classes, starting with 2016, was very strong, and now it looks like 2018 and 2019 also are producing really good numbers of walleye. And so those fish are now of the size that are just kind of perfect eating size, especially the 2016 and 2018 fish. So we're going to have large numbers of perfect eating sized walleye on Lake Vermilion. So So if folks are looking for a place to come fishing this spring, they might want to look at Vermilion.
And if you want to see some new wolf pups, you want to head in your direction as well. What's happening at the International Wolf Center?
That's right. They are going to be getting new pups. They have two new pups who are expected to arrive. They will be coming in May, but they will be visible to the public beginning the first weekend of June. Now, those dates are approximate, so you might want to check with the Wolf Center before you make a trip up, but that's something to look forward to. The new pups are always a big draw, you know, and they are incredibly cute. So it is worth going to check them out. And you know, they were going to have these new pups last year, but they delayed it a year because of COVID. So they knew they would either be not operational or they'd have very reduced numbers. So this year they're hoping that folks turn out.
Yeah. So stay vigilant, but get outside. There's good stuff right around the bend, I think. If you want to read or see more, you can go to timberjay.com. That's Marshall Helmberger. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Sounds great. Thanks, Heidi.
Thank you. The day I walked down the street, I used to wonder.